Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April the 6th. Wednesday, April the 6th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part three of a mind-blowing series. I mean, they all are great, I think. But this one is really important because it has to do with you. Each one of us are told, according to the book of Proverbs, to guard our own heart. And as you know, if you've been listening to part one, two, and part three, following along in the series, you know that that means to keep in and to keep out. We talk about the word heart means the seat of courage, and courage means the quality of spirit. So if you meet somebody that has a bad spirit, that means that they have a bad heart. If they have a bad heart, that means that the seat of the heart, the Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, who can know it? So why would you want to guard something that is deceitful and wicked? As we talked about on yesterday's show, you want to keep that from affecting other people. We know the three reasons why you want to guard your heart. We talked about that yesterday as well. God looks on the heart. The heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. And out of the heart springs the issues of life. So everything that you are dealing with comes from your heart. Everything that's happening in your life is the result of your heart. It's interesting because your heart is the subconscious part of you that you don't acknowledge. The heart is the underlying thing that you don't think. It's not the conscious brain. The brain is different from the heart. The mind is actually in the heart. It's not in the brain. The brain is the computer that processes what is emitted by the heart. The problem is most people don't have a heartfelt connection. Now, during this series or the upcoming series, we're going to be talking about Heros Gamos. Heros Gamos is a Greek term or phrase that means holy marriage or holy matrimony. Now, it's not what we've been taught because, again, this entire year I'm revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying hidden knowledge or hidden gnosis. And so it is very important because most of us don't understand that most of the things that we've been taught has an outside meaning. And so marriage is the constitution, according to all of the ancient texts, of the left brain and the right brain becoming one. The Bible calls it at-one-ment or atonement. So when we're talking about the heart, the reason why this is so important, the Bible says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, how can two walk together unless they agree? How can two, left hemisphere, right hemisphere, walk together unless they're the same? Most people I know suffer from the same dis-ease that I suffer from, which is called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is maintaining two dispositions in the same brain. Cognitive dissonance means that your head and your heart is not on the same page. Cognitive dissonance means that the word cur means heart. Age means a period of time. So if you have courage, it means that your heart has come of age. That's what the word courage means. That's what it means. That's what the word heart means. And so today we wanted to talk about Psalm 51. So we know the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. That's what the scripture says. We talked about that yesterday. We also know that the scripture tells us to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. So we need to make sure that we understand what's going on in your life. I don't even know you, but I know what's going on in your life. How do I know what's going on in your life? Because you are oscillating, and you have the same lave that I have. Lave is the Hebrew word for heart. We broke that down. Now, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, issues. So everybody that listens to this show, you got issues going on. We all do. Now, the Hebrew word for the English word issues is tawasha, because there's a W in there, but it's silent. So it's spelled T-O-W-T-S-A-A-H. Now, that Hebrew word, again, for word issues, it means an extreme border. It has to do with a source. It has to do with a boundary. So out of your heart flows the boundaries of what's going on. The outer goings is another phrase, another word that it means. It means the source of the going on in your life. It means to go out, to come out, to exit, or go forth. So out of your heart come boundaries that you proceed out and you go out and you experience. So your heart establishes your knowledge. We call it knowledge. So your knowledge is emitted from the heart. Now, the word knowledge simply means know, K-N-O-W, ledge. You know just how far to go up. That's what knowledge is. Knowledge is the ability to know the ledge. The heart establishes your knowledge. So this is your heart emits a signal or a frequency, a wave of vibration that tells you, hey, you can only go this far. After that, don't go no further. So you can only go forward as hard as your heart will let you. So your heart knowledge is the most important thing. So we're going to discuss this in this next series coming up, this coin or this word that I thought, you know, like everything, I think I come up with something catchy, and it's called a heartgasm. See, most people have orgasms, or most people are part of an organism, but very few people have a heartgasm. Now, the heartgasm is when your head and your heart is on the same page. Now, there's very few people that have experienced that. very few. There's very few people that I know that their head and their heart is saying the same thing. So what causes this divergence? What causes this, you know, cognitive dissonance? Well, the Bible says, again, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? So we got to do what it says in the book of Psalms. That's what I had to do. I had to do because the Bible says in Psalm 51, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Notice how it's worded. First comes heart, then comes spirit. Most of what I know, they want spirit before heart. God always appeals to the heart because God is the spirit. The heart contaminates the spirit. So you cannot receive the spirit unless the heart is ready. Now, what does that mean? Because it says, Psalms 51:11 says, do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. But in the next series, I'm going to share something that's very important because the Holy Spirit is the Ruach. It is the Pneuma. It is a feminine expression. It is the Shekinah glory. Shekinah is the female aspect of God. Now, the male aspect of God is the Petar. This is very important. This is called the Heteros Gamos. This is what you got to be. You got to be married to yourself before you can be married to anyone else. Now, that's easy to say. We got to go down and didactically break down how to do it. Because right now, as I'm speaking, you are not engaged in an internal interaction that we call intercourse with yourself. I was always taught that sexual intercourse was something that was outside of the self. I didn't understand that light is the result of a sexual union. Light is the interaction, the intercourse of electricity and magnetism. Light is produced when the sexual union takes place of the Heteros Gamos. Now, that's a cookie blow because we're going to talk about celestial sex in the next series. It's not what you've been taught. It's not what I've been taught. And you cannot engage in that activity because none of us, to my knowledge, have been taught that activity. So light is the result of electricity and magnetism entering a course. You are a biological. The word bio means course. Allergy means word. It's intercourse with the word. You are a biological electrical. The word electrical means elected city. You've been preordained. You've been predestined, according to the book of Jeremiah 29. God foreknew you in your mother's womb for such a time as this. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. But the problem is our chemistry is manipulating our electricity that is eliminating and controlling our biology. We got to reverse engineer. So the cosmic God doesn't want you to know that you have to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit. How? If your heart and your head is not on the same page, your heart, reason and logic. Your head, love and compassion. So if you follow your heart, and if you don't take your head along with you, you're going to get in trouble. And if you follow your head, and it's not doing what your heart says, you're going to find yourself in trouble. So the first thing we've got to do is we've got to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right. The word right means loyal. The word right means steadfast. The word right means resolute. The word right means right attitude. The word right means faithful. So we need that type of a spirit. Now, the word spirit, again, is pneuma. The word pneuma, P-N-E-A-U-M-A. Pneuma means new mind. So the ruach is the pneuma in the Greek. It is, again, the understanding that you must have the neocortex, but you got a paleocortex and you got a reptilian cortex. So So you got the two brains that's underneath the one brain, the paleo cortex and the reptilian cortex, must submit to the neocortex, the new mind, You must put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Okay, how do you do it? How do you put on the mind of Christ? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, what does that mean, though, in plain English? Because we're talking about we want to guard our heart. Okay, we got that covered. We did that in part one and part two. Now we need to create a clean. We need to create a new. We need to create a pure. We need to create a steadfast. We need to create a honest. We need to create a loyal. We need to create a heart of gold. So that way what is being emitted, because remember the heart sends out a signal that's 100 times stronger than the brain. Most of us have a head knowledge, but we don't have a heart knowledge. So because your heart is under a constant attack, you are in a spiritual war as we speak. Your heart is being bombarded by other people's hearts, other people's ideals, other people's destinies, other people's goals. But God placed something inside of you. God said that you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. You see, your heart is the source of everything you do. I love the way King Solomon says it again in Proverbs 4. He says that your heart is the wellspring of life. In other words, it is the source of everything in your life. Your heart overflows into your thoughts. Your thoughts create your words. Your words create your actions, your deeds, your energy, your emotions, and that creates chemistry that's released inside the body and forces you to take action. You see, brothers, when you plug into your heart, after it has been cleaned, when your heart is unhappy, notice what the heart pumps. The heart is the physical heart pumps blood. Notice the blood is the life of the flesh. That's what it says again in was it Leviticus, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So your spiritual heart is the life of your spirit. You can have great blood, but if you got a bad heart, you're in trouble. So you got to keep your heart healthy. How do you keep your heart healthy physically? You notice that you got to exercise your heart the same way you exercise the muscles inside of your body. So if you're a bodybuilder, how do you build muscle? You build muscle by lifting heavy weight. And then you rest, and then you lift something heavy, and then you rest. The heart is the same way. You build your heart by going through adversity. Ah, that's the problem. See, nobody wants to go through adversity because adversity is the way by which we build a strong heart. Spiritually speaking. And so when we look at Psalms, again, chapter 51, verse 10, when we're talking about creating a clean heart, we have to start with understanding that what the scripture says didactically. So the first thing we have to do is the same thing that we did in Psalms 4:23. We're going to look at what the verse says. So the word says, create in me. Notice it's not somebody else's heart. Notice it's not my job to clean your heart. Notice it's your job. It says, create in me a clean heart. That word clean in the Hebrew is tohar, tohar. Tohar, again, has to do with a ceremony. It means to ceremonially clean. It means ethical and it means moral. So the word clean means ethical. And it means moral. The word clean means clear, like new clear. It means unmixed. It has to do, again, with the use of, from a moral perspective, of purifying something. And so it is a ceremonial method. There is a way by which ceremonially to clean or to purify the heart. That's what the word clean means in the Hebrew. So in the original text, it means to be pure. So creating me a clean heart, a pure heart, what does that mean, though? It means to purify your heart. How? You cleanse it. How? Through a ceremony. Now, there it means to perform the ceremony of cleansing. Now, to purify oneself ceremonially, it has to do with the purification of the mind. It has to do with the separation of the mind. What does that mean? That simply means what we call prayer or what some people call meditation. So when your heart is purified, that means it shines. It means to be bright. The way that you make your heart clean is that you examine your own self. It means you ceremonially, which means systematically, which means step by step by step, examine your own heart, your own thoughts. So God will send you, he will bring you, he will give you everything that you need to purify your heart. It means to purge. It's like taking your heart and putting it through a filter. Now, we're asking, the thing that blows me away is people go, I used to do this all the time. I would sing and I would cry and I'd say, Lord, create me a clean heart. And I'll go home and watch TV. Notice it's something you got to do. It blows my mind because everybody just, we pray and then we go right back to watching TV. Or we go right back to doing what we do. We didn't do nothing. So to create a clean heart is an action word, brother. It's an action word. So it requires you. Now remember the definition of the word heart. Heart is the quality of your mind or spirit that enables you to face difficulty, danger, and pain without fear. Let me say that again. Your heart means it is the quality of your mental state and your spiritual state. This quality enables, it empowers, it encourages, it motivates, it forces you. This is dangerous. It forces you, your heart, when you go through this process, it forces you to address the issues in your life. That's why this is so dangerous. Guard your heart because it determines the course of your life, brother. Guard your heart because it determines the course of your life, sister. That simply means that when you clean your heart, you create a new frequency or vibration. That's called a heartgasm, which we're going to break down in the next series. So now, again, according to heartmath.com, according to the Heart Institute, according to every scientist on the planet, every medical doctor, when your heart beats, it sends out an electrical signal. And everybody else that's on that same heartbeat responds. So everybody that's listening to this show, you're responding to my heart. You sense my spirit. You sense my tone, and we are vibing. We're on the same frequency. We're on the same wave. We're on the same vibration. How can I get somebody else to my vibration? What can I do? Can I change their heart? No. If we're not on the same vibration, and if we're not on the same, now see, I was talking with my wife last night, and one of the things that we were discussing was we was talking about how, you know, when people as a group and as individuals, when you don't know yourself, you're not authentic. So you can present yourself to somebody without doing the purification ceremony. That's what I did. What do I mean? I mean, if I present myself to you and we vibe, but that vibe we're on is false or fake or it's not authentic. It's not going to say false. It's not authentic. It's not real because I didn't do the work. What I'm asking, brothers and sisters, is for you to do the work. I got to do the work. What does that mean? That means I sit home and I say, Father, examine my heart. Is this really me? When I am a life path 6. I'm a 33. That means I have the capacity to love. All my life, people have been telling me the same thing. The people that are closest to me feel the least amount of love from me. That should not be. The people that are closest to me should feel the most amount of love. But a master teacher, anybody with a master number, that means that you're called to the masses. So while I'm out ministering to the masses, who's ministering to my house? Who's taking care of home? So if I'm not, the enemy uses my strength against me. My strength, compassion. My weakness, compassion. What good is it me to show compassion to the world and no compassion to my home? You see, brothers and sisters, we got to be very careful because this is the process of creating a clean heart. A clean heart means you sit down and you reel with yourself and you own your dirt. You own it, man. You don't put it off on somebody else. Whose problem is this? If I got a problem, I can't say it's my children, it's my wife, it's my job, it's the white man, it's the black man. No, it's my fault. That's why it says I got to purify my heart. Because the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This next series, I'm going to share something that is very dangerous. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The process of purifying your heart, brothers and sisters, creates atonement, atonement. It creates light inside of you. Just talking about it, I get the hair on my arms are standing up, because that is the true dwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is when men, especially who have egos like me, that is when you can be feminine. That is when, because remember, Yahushua came into this world to bring back the feminine expression because it was lost. What is that? The Shekinah glory. He says, if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit can't come. Now, the Holy Spirit simply means the Shekinah glory. It simply means the feminine expression. It simply means heart. It simply means love and compassion. Men, we got reason and logic, but we don't have no love. We don't have no compassion. I can reason and logic all day. But what about love and compassion? I have to create space in my heart for love and compassion. And that renews my spirit. You can go to church. You slap all upside your head. You can turn on chairs. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you don't sit down, go into your closet, pray in private, and your Father will reward you in open. If you don't do that, you can't purify your heart. Most people I know, they don't spend no time by themselves. You know, most of my day is spent by myself. I was up all night last night doing what? Cleaning my heart. Spending time with me. Staying lying in bed, staring at the four walls. Asking God to reveal me to me. And what I saw, what did I see, brothers? What did I see? It was evil. It was Jeremiah 17:9. That's what I see. That's what hurts. Because I hurt the people that's the closest to me. And so if the people close to me don't know me, that is not my intention. But unfortunately, out of my heart springs the issues of life. My job is to examine my heart, to create a clean heart. So that way, I have a right attitude. I have the right spirit. I have the right disposition. Because if I don't do this, and this is a daily process, you just can't do it one time. And because this is what I do. I do it once, and that refreshing of the Shekinah glory of God comes in, the feminine aspect, and I can love everybody. I take a deep breath, and I go right back out into the world. Every day I got to do this. I got to create in me a clean heart. Because that is going to renew a right ruach. Ruach is the Hebrew word for the Greek word pneuma, for the English word spirit, which means ruling disposition. A ruling disposition is a group of related thoughts. And this is what I want to close with. You got a group of related thoughts. Your brain got a group of thoughts. It's called a neural net. It's a neurological network. Inside of your brain, you got white brain matter. That white brain matter means that you've thought one thought so many times that it produced a neural net. It's like a little city. So you got a little city in your heart. That city in your heart has to be the same city. I'm sorry, the city in your head has to be the same city in your heart. That's heteros gamos. That's what we're going to talk about at the next show. See, the problem is most people that I know, including myself, we've got one city in our head and we've got another city in our heart. How can two walk together unless they agree? Now, you might think I'm talking about you and your wife or you and your best friend. No, I'm talking about you and you. I'm talking about the left hemisphere of your brain and the right hemisphere of your brain. They ain't together. There is no connection between left, love and compassion, and right, reason and logic. The two must become one. If we don't do this, brothers and sisters, Amos 3:3, do not men walk together unless they make an appointment? How can two walk together without agreeing upon the direction? Now, this works exoteric, meaning outside, but it must first work esoteric. Everything that Christ is about is internal. Let me say that again. Everything that Christ is about is internal, because guess where the kingdom of God is? Guess where Christ dwells at? Do you not know that you have this treasure? Where's the treasure, brother? Where's the treasure, sister? This treasure hidden in earthen vessels. In earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom of God is where, brother? The kingdom of God, according to Luke 17:21, where is it at? The kingdom of God is within. But everybody's worried about outside. That's exoteric. That's for the masses that really, really, really are not seeking the truth. But when you get serious about being serious, you know you got to go inside. You got to go in your closet, and it's you and God. And God is dealing with you. Why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of addressing that beam in your own eye? Brothers and sisters, again, guard your heart, because it determines the course of your life. Clean your heart, so that way the course that is determined by your heart is upright, it is pure, it is loyal, it is faithful, it is moral, it is ethically, and people may get hurt. But again, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers. We'll do a couple of shows to prepare to introduce the next series, I'll probably start tomorrow. It may take a day or two off, and then we'll pick it up. And we'll do a couple of intro shows for the next series. Again, we're talking about holy matrimony. And this holy matrimony that we are discussing is the true holy matrimony. In the biblical, we talk about celestial sex. It's a cookie blower, because most people, again, assume that it has to do with two people, but we're talking about light. We are talking about electricity and magnetism. We're talking about the female aspect and the male aspect of God interacting or relating with each other. This is a true relationship. This is a heartgasm. You must establish that first before you can establish a relationship outside of yourself. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers. I want to thank everybody for joining on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers,
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people